Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back to Classic Business. As we end the show with a real treat for the art lovers and investors among us, as we sit down with Frank Kilbourn, the chairman of Strauss & Co. and a passionate art collector. Strauss & Co. is about to kick off its highly anticipated September auction week in Cape Town, featuring a quite extraordinary mix of modern, contemporary art, photography, ceramics, and mid-century design as well. Some standout pieces from iconic artists like Hilton Knell, Zanele, Moholy, and Vladimir Tretyakov. The auction is set to make waves in the art world. Frank, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Michael. We're looking forward to this week.
Now, could you maybe just give us a snapshot of what collectors and art enthusiasts can expect from this exciting spring auction?
Yes, it's a number of firsts for us, I'm happy to say. We are having our first sort of main photography-based session, a standalone auction where we've got about 50 items from top international and local photographers. And we have a dedicated session dedicated to Hilton Knell and his ceramics, which have come to the fore recently with a wonderful exhibition that's part of the Dior Summer Festival. So, and then our mainline sale, some day sales, a very full program that started this afternoon with our online sale and continues tomorrow with the Knell sale, with the our main sale tomorrow evening, and then there's also a furniture and photography sale on Wednesday. So a very busy week indeed.
Let's talk about Hilton Knell's works, including his iconic Weeping Cat. What makes Knell's work so truly unique, and why do you think his ceramics have captured the imagination of both collectors and fashion designers like Dior?
Yeah, it's. I think Hilton will say it's only 82 years of very hard work that got him there, Mike. So I think clearly persistence in the market, having been around for a long time, building up a track record, being, I think, sadly underestimated for a long time. One can only be very grateful for him that this moment arose. But clearly, if you become famous at 82, you should have become famous at 62 already, given the continuation of his output. So I think some of it is just pure persistence of quality over time. I also think that we've seen a resurgence in interest in ceramic art in South Africa. We had our first ceramic-only auction about 8 years ago when we did a Monarch Hotel. And to be honest, at Strauss, we were amazed when we had a white glove sold-out sale. And we then followed it up with several ceramic-based and ceramic-only sales. We did extremely well. So I think two things really combined here. One, a very long track record of excellence, long in the market, well-established structure, very good work by his gallery, Michael Stevenson, promoting the works internationally. And then together, there's this renewed interest in South African ceramics, which I think to a large extent were also spearheaded by us. Mm. And I think it's a fortunate combination of both these events.
Well, Hilton might also take comfort in that many great artists are only recognized posthumously. So at least while, he's still with us as well. Great recognition. Fantastic that.
Exactly.
As you said earlier, it's also your first ever standalone photography sale. As a journalist, I grew up in awe of the photographers in the Bang Bang Club. And as a photo, aspiring photojournalist, you had photos of them on the wall. And I've always thought South African photography to be really quite good. What prompted this decision to now highlight photography in such a prominent way as Strauss? Is it a timing issue? Take me through the reasoning.
Yeah, excellent question, Michael. I think to some extent design, and by some extent default. Design, to the extent that we've been introducing photography to a greater extent in our mainline sales. Because as you, I believe that South African photographers are undervalued and underrecognized by world standards. The second thing was, we procure works. And in this instance, we were fortunate to procure works from two estates that came to the market at the same time. The Eisenberg collection, as well as the photography in the Linda Given collection, both outstanding local and international collections. I mean, I think Linda Given of Goodman Gallery was a pioneer in promoting the importance of South African photography, and to a large extent, helped to build up David Goldblatt's international stature as a photographer. So we had the fortunate, you know, the unfortunate event that the people are no longer with us, but we were fortunate enough to be entrusted with their collection legacy. And it was a good idea then, we thought, to put it on the market together in order to get the critical mass to attract interest locally and internationally for the sale. And with that, we joined with Gavin Furlonger and Papa, and, you know, in order to assist them in raising funds for the you know, promotion and protection of South African archival work regarding to photography, to build up a resource base where photographers can actually file their negatives, and we protect that for time to come. And because in the past, there's been no real place where photographers could store their work and, you know, make sure that they have a legacy and somebody that will, you know, continue that work. So I think it's a happy coincidence then of three separate events. And it's amazing to, you know, to see all these works, primarily black and white lit in the latter part of the previous century, moving more and more into color. And then, of course, some of the real international heavyweights. So it's phenomenal to see it all together. And we're very fortunate to be able to present it.
And Frank, I think a doff of the cap as well to Strauss & Co, because you're playing such a crucial role in elevating South African art on the world stage. It is an ecosystem, and your auctions increasingly attract international interests. How would you say the global art market is responding to South African artists and collections?
Yeah, Michael, again, it's a very concerted effort on our side to broaden our international horizons, joining up with international auction houses in order to, like, invaluable to make sure that people can access our auctions very easily in a very transparent and clear way from anywhere in the world. And we've seen a very significant growth in the number of international bidders and buyers. So, and we hope that something like photography, which is internationally a very well-accepted collectible, will assist in making sure that the sale is a success. So the view of South African art, I think, has never been better. The perception, and it's primarily due to the fact that South African galleries have been very good in promoting South African contemporary artists on the international art fair arena. I think there are 256 art fairs per year. So that's incredibly important to be part of that movement, and they've done so successfully. But what is particularly exciting for me, Michael, is the renewed interest in the South African modernists. In other words, artists that operated in the previous century, because it's so easy today to get drawn up in this interest in contemporary artists. But we really have to remember where we come from. And this year with the Venice Biennale featuring 14 works by South African modernists, including Irma Stern, Gerard Sokoto, all the major names. That was a major move forward. And we're seeing a renewed interest in people asking what really happened in South African art in the previous century. Because after the cultural boycott started, we were basically written out of the art history books. And it's now our time to come back.
Which makes it a really interesting time to be an art investor in South African art. And one thing I love about art, and I always say, you know, you can't hang a share certificate, not that we have them, they've been dematerialized on the wall, but it's not like a stock or a bond. You know, each piece carries a story, a history, a cultural narrative, something that grows over time, and something that often just reflects a personal taste. That also makes it quite difficult. How do you help high net worth individuals navigate the investment side of the art world? I mean, it is sometimes quite a daunting place to enter if you don't have the expertise.
Absolutely. I think it can be quite intimidating, and often some of the most expensive works in the world are quite inaccessible if you look at them from a distance. So you really need a guide to guide you into what these works really mean, why they are so valuable. So it's important to acquaint yourself with the dynamics of the auction house if you want to participate on a very significant level and start making an investment. As you say, Michael, I think the most important investment you make when you buy art is in yourself.
Yeah.
Because a good piece of art will enrich your life, it will broaden your mind, and it's, you know, you change. Art is transformative. Living with art make you, I think, a much rounder and a better person all in all. So it's a worthwhile investment per definition. But if you want to spend significant capital on your artworks, then I think research and going to a reputable auction house, a reputable gallery is very important. And we take that duty of care, this custodianship, very seriously in terms of the way that we select works for auction, the research we do to establish the provenance, to establish the condition, the conditions reports we give, and then obviously the pricing. Pricing is the critical thing. We give our estimates, and in doing so, we take the full track record of the artist over time into account, but also current market conditions to give our best possible estimate of what a fair price at this point in time would be for that artwork. And obviously, often the market surprises us on the optimal, on a positive side, and works go much higher than we anticipate. And sadly, sometimes some really great works go unsold at the bottom estimate. But the fact is, that is how a market operates. It's not perfect. It makes decision in the moment. But at least when you participate in a structure with us, you will have an informed it will be an informed buy. You can do the research, you can get all the information, you can get the comparisons, and you can make an informed decision when you allocate your capital and make your choices.
And it's that trust that has seen the Strauss & Co. brand become what it is and so highly regarded and respected in the market today. Thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there. That was Frank Kilbourn, chairman of Strauss & Co., giving us the inside look into the September auction week, which kicked off today, and what collectors can look forward to. So whether you're a seasoned investor, or if you're just passionate and you're a bit of an enthusiast, this auction certainly offers something truly unique, from some rare ceramics, groundbreaking photography, and there's so much more. So thanks for tuning in, and be sure to keep an eye on these exciting auctions as they come to market. Well, that's a wrap for the show tonight. I'll be back with you at 7:30 tomorrow morning on the Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills. Take care.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.